And how is this for a headline in 2020? Violet Crumble flavoured milkshake hits shelves this week.
It's me going. I love my milks.
Yeah, well, it's the milky relief that you needed in a tough year. There's no doubt about it. Violet Crumble chocolate honeycomb flavoured milk will be hitting Aussie shelves in a matter of days. Don't you say 2020 gave us nothing. Don't you say it.
Don't I won't be. Now 2020's given us something good.
There's almost nothing more Australian than flavoured milk, because we've all grown up with it. So we've had to give Aussies what they want, said the Violet Crumble CEO. He's actually the Robert Menz CEO. That's the parent company that owns Nestle and other franchises. But nevertheless, the Violet Crumble CEO says chocolate and honeycomb splattering together with milk just makes sense. Violet Crumble is easily one of the god-tier chocolates. It's the way it shatters that matters. And there's no doubt that that shattering will be replicated in the Violet Crumble milkshake, available in all good stores over the next couple of days. It's a rollout, you see. It's a milky, milky rollout.
It gets me excited. I love that crunch. I'm going to love that slurp even more.
Well, I tell you what, plenty of people will be loving the slurp, because I am always first with the news when it comes to dairy-related dilemmas and news-breaking stories. I love a bit of milky goss. And I'm going to go out and say it. I think the milkshake is making a return.
The comeback of the milkshake.
Yeah, it used to be quite a retro thing, right? I mean, you see like
back in the 80s.
Yeah, these 80s diners, those big metal cups that you'd see with the milkshakes coming in.
Roller
a bit of an American
and a
thing.
Milkshake.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, welcome to Betty's Burger Chain. What can I get you? A couple of vanilla malt milkshakes. That's malt. You just don't hear it in 2020, do you? Malt.
Malt? No, not a thing at all.
Kids don't even know what malt is these days.
I don't even know what malt is.
Shame on you. It's part of the milkshake game. Nevertheless, it's not only the Violet Crumble that's coming back. Milkshakes are back in a big way. Get this. I was chatting to a Hinge hottie over the weekend, a nice Hinge hottie. Laid it on pretty thick, did me openers and whatnot. And I don't drink anymore. Hashtag 6 years sober on Wednesday. Get around me.
Well done, you.
So I now don't ask chicks if they want to go to the pub for a drink. I'll just say, hey, do you want to go grab a juice? And that usually works quite well. You know what she goes? She goes, why don't we grab a milkshake instead?
Did that get you going?
I said, wow, I haven't had a milkshake in years. I mean, I almost forgot what malt was. Yeah, sure. Do you know any good chains? And she said, yeah, there's a shake bar at .. We're meeting there this Sunday. I'm getting back into the milk game, baby. Milkshakes. Milkshakes.
Lakey's back and he's bringing his milkshakes to the yard.
She has brought me to the yard. And that's exactly what I want to know on 133353. Can I be lured into the yard? And there's a big prize on offer tonight. I can't quite say too much more about the prize right now. But 133353, are you milkshaking? Do you have your finger on the pulse? Milkshakes, bring me to the yard. What's your best milkshake recipe?
If your milkshake can bring me to the yard and it makes me all milkshake hard and it makes me all milkshake hard, then you'll score yourself an epic prize. Call 133353 with your best milkshake. I've gone milkshake mad.
I've gone a little bit milkshake mad. So what I want, milkshake recipes, milkshakes you've seen in market right now, your own milkshake creations, maybe a milkshake you had a long time ago, a big screw-off milkshake, you know, those like bubblegum ones with a chocolate fudge sundae thrown in for good measure.
I've seen so many of those. You have like a Mars bar sticking out, a Twix bar, cream up to like 30 centimetres high.
I want
a lot of crazy milkshakes going around.
I want all the milkshake knowledge that I can handle, because I don't want to be caught short this milky sundae. Are you a milkshaker from way back? Are you shaking milk? Do you have a milkshake maker? Or a milkshake you drink every day religiously? Calls on next. Prize for the best caller.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Danny Lakey Show with his milky finger on the pulse. Milkshakes are the new thing. They're back.
If your milkshake can bring me to the yard and it makes me all milkshake hard and it makes me all milkshake hard, then you'll score yourself an epic prize. Call 133353 with your best milkshake.
Yeah, there is an epic.
Milkshake mad.
Yeah, I have gone milkshake mad. There is an epic prize up for grabs for whoever can provide me with their best milkshake. A bit of milky info ahead of not only my date this Sunday at a milkshake bar, but I've never been to, by the way. I haven't milked in years. I haven't shaken any milk for years.
Don't say you haven't milked in years.
Well, I can only call it how I see it, and I haven't. And with the new arrival of the Violet Crumble milkshake, the chocolate honeycomb flavoured milkshake in stores this week, it's time that we all dust up on our milky knowledge. Now, Jenny from Brisbane, you're a milker from way back.
Yes, I am.
Wow, you sound like a milker from way back. You sound like you were raised on the milk, you were reared on the milk, and now you are dalliancing in milk. What's your milkshake?
Okay, so it's a bit of a twist with a chocolate milkshake. So what we do is we put milk in the bottom of the milkshake cup. Then we put in some chocolate topping, ice cream, full cream milk, whiz it all up. Then you put it on the espresso machine, froth it all up, little bit of whipped cream, shards of flake, and when you suck it up through the straw, it is like eating or drinking something made out of fluff. It's really, really fluffy. It just melts in your mouth.
Hang on. I'm getting pretty hard here. I'm getting milk hard.
Shake.
I'm getting real hot and heavy with the milky haze here. So, I mean, there were so many buzzwords I heard. Whiz it up. espresso machine, shards.
Yep. Do those words get you going, Lakey?
Fluffy is so, what you want. And I'm writing all this down. Don't think this is just going to be like, you know, a toss and burn phoner topic, because this is going to be good knowledge for my hot hinge date this weekend. I say, isn't the milkshake you ordered fluffy? Ooh, look at the shards in that
it's
one.
It's so whizzed.
Look at that. I bet they double whizzed that bad boy. Thanks, Jenny. Zach, 133353. You're a milkman.
Mate, I was a big fan, still am, of the lime milkshakes.
Whoa, nice. Now,
Different.
Well, hang on, because
Zach's having a lime,
because to the common man, they wouldn't like a lime milkshake because it's like, ooh, bit sour on one hand, bit creamy on the other. But
that's how it's made. You got to get just the normal servo where truckies might stop. You know, the truckies don't mind a milkshake. Yeah. You got to remember, so you got to get a professional milkshake maker. It's in the making, of course.
Nice.
And then the extra lime, bang, all happens.
Wow. You're adding an extra dash, an extra squeeze.
Mate, yeah, there's no special treat to it. You get the old styrofoam, beautiful, you know, good milk, good ice cream, good flavour.
Well, I'm getting very, very hard and milky right now. Sharon on 133353. You're a milkshake maker.
Oh, yes, you'll love this one. It's milk, obviously, with Milo, heaps of vanilla ice cream, and Baileys.
Oh, yeah, well, I would love it, wouldn't I? But unfortunately, I'll be 6 years sober on Wednesday, so I won't be able to have the Baileys. I won't be able to have that one, will I? Oh,
yeah,
God.
But you can make it for other people. They will love it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, maybe.
Imagine getting the milkshakes muddled up.
Yeah.
And then here's you.
There's a high risk of milky relapse there, and I'm going to write this down as well to make sure that I don't relapse on my hot hinge date on Sunday. All right, Ashley, wrap this up on 133353 with your magical milkshake.
Okay, you got to make this from scratch, and you put some milk in with a bit of chocolate topping, then you get a bit of coconut essence and a bit of cherry essence, some ice cream. You make a nice cherry ripe flavoured ice milkshake, bit of whipped cream on top, and then you grate some cherry ripe on top of that. It is beautiful. Oh,
yeah.
She's
my cherry pie. Nice. I like that a lot. A milky heart. That's what I'm going to get this weekend. I'm going to ask extra fluffy, cherry ripe milkshake, double shard. Double shard. Nice. Hey, good news for you as well, Ashley, for having the best milkshake in a weird integration of prizes. You have scored yourself an Oasis vinyl prize pack. Well done.
Yeah.
Bit out of left field, but we are celebrating the 25-year anniversary of the iconic album What's the Story? Morning Glory. And to celebrate, a limited edition Dubba Silver LP has been released. It's coming your way. You can get your copy from all good record stores from Friday the 2nd of October. And right after the show, on Wednesday, we'll be playing an Oasis special hosted by British India's drummer, Matty-O.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
This brings a tear to my eye. Playboy Mansion now rotting and derelict after Hugh Hefner's death. Guys, the famous party palace has been left to rot since the Playboy legend's passing in 2017. How has it come to this? Where are we as a human race, as a society, that this has been on our watches? Why is this place going derelict? This place should be preserved, every relic collected,
You're acting like it's the Eiffel Tower or something.
Every Viagra pill of Hef's bottled up for museum use.
Maybe for you, but I don't think anyone else is too fazed.
Every Playboy bunny's fart kept in individual airtight jars.
You're a sicko.
For years to come. Aerial photos have revealed an extensive construction project is underway at the Playboy Mansion in LA, California. The famous party palace is undergoing major renos as its new owner tries to get it back into a livable state. It's been neglected for so long. Sources have claimed looters raided the mansion and stripped it bare after Hefner died, with even pieces of the masonry being chipped away for souvenirs. The bedrooms, even Hef's, were stripped, a source told US magazine Globe. Valuable art was snatched from the walls, with imprints of the frame still visible. The patio furniture was stolen and pieces of rock taken from the landscape in the mansion's famous grotto.
What a weird fans out there.
Lot of weird fans. And turns out we actually spoke to some of the looters of the Playboy Mansion a little earlier on today. Yeah, long time Playboy fan. I've been awaiting this day. I had my eyes on the prize. I knew what I wanted. I'd heard Hef had a glory hole in his bedroom wall, and I was right. I took a sledgehammer, and now the piece of wall is hanging proudly in my man cave right next to my big mouth Billy Bass. It's fantastic.
I'm very happy. I left with a dildo from 1972, a Renaissance painting of an all-female orgy, and some used sheets. The crust should wash out, hopefully. The thread count on the Egyptian cotton was just too good an opportunity to pass out. A rest in peace to the great man, by the way.
I was late to the party, so lots of the good stuff had gone. I went in with a garbage bag and an open mind, and I came out with a velvet alarm clock shaped like a penis. And I also picked up hepatitis when I shoved Pamela Anderson's old G-string down my pants in a quick getaway. I left with Playboy Bunny, who was still living there. She was still bound to one of the leather couches in the bondage room. It's a miracle she survived this long.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
But right now, there are two types of people in this world, aren't there? There are those who are like prim and proper and freshly manicured with well-made bed sheets and like the finer things in life. And then there are us other ones who are a bit more loose, a bit more jagged around the edges, a bit grubby, one might say. And grubby is a word that for too long has had negative connotations. I mean, I am a proud grub. I love my grubbiness. I love that I've got grubby edges.
It's really nothing to be proud of. I'd rather be the first one, which it's quite clear I am.
Nah, so glad that my genetic code is wired that I'm a bit grubby. A little bit of soot on my cheeks from time to time, just wallowing around in the bush. Might have a bit of soil between my toes. Might not wash it for a night. Might go to bed with those soil and that soil.
Okay, you're not
my toes.
A camper. Well, you're the biggest city slick I know.
Well, I'm a grubby city slick, all right. I'm a grubby old city cat. And occasionally I'll say grubby things that gross you out. And occasionally the listeners would say grubby things that gross you out. And if a listener does something slightly grubby, not gross, just slightly grubby, then they join the Triple M Grub Club. And they'll score themselves a grubby stubby holder, a Triple M cap for their grubby head, and a Triple M bottle opener to open that beer to put on their grubby mouth. And
nothing to be proud of to be a grub, Lakey.
To be part of the Grub Club is the highest honour a man can get.
You've heard of the Triple M Club. Have you heard of the Triple M Grub Club?
I don't wash my hair. I've got dreadies. They go down to my ass. When I have a shower, I just tie them up on my head. I wash around the edge a little bit, you know.
Blake, I'm sorry, but you must stink.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't wash my sheets on my bed.
Great. Oh, Zach, you've probably got bed bugs, darling. That is just horrendous.
Blakey wants to know, can you gross producer Lou out with your grubbiness?
If you gross Shuey Louie out with your grubbiness, you will join the Triple M Grub Club. You'll score the Triple M Grub Club prize pack. Things that don't have to be heinous, just a little grubby on the sides. And
a lot of them are pretty heinous. Those ones that we just heard are very heinous.
There are just two types of people in this world. People who don't care so much for germs, who live their best grubby life. 133353, if you do gross Louie out with your grubby behaviour, we'll score yourself a Triple M Grub Club prize pack. I think I've got one, and I'd be interested to see where it rates for you in the grubby scale.
Oh, you love this as well. Like, as soon as you do it, you'd be going, yeah, this is the one. This is the one this week to grub Lou out.
It's something that I've always done, and I never quite realised, like, I wouldn't be able to recall it. If you said to me, oh, what's a grubby thing you do? I would never have been able to say this until I did it over the weekend. I thought, oh, yeah, there's no way Lou does this.
Oh, yeah. So, I feel sick already.
So over the weekend, I was doing my monthly fingernail and toenail trim. I'm usually bite my fingernails, to be honest, and peel them off. But every now and then one slips through the keeper. So it was mainly a toe-based job. And so I'm there on the couch watching the footy, nail clippers in hand.
Oh, my God, I think I know where this is going.
I clip the toenails one by one. So I've got a fine collection of about 10 or so. Some of them flick off, and I'll pick them up wherever they land. I'll pick them up, and I'll put them all in a nice little neat pile. And you sniff your fingers afterwards, don't you? It just sort of smells a little bit.
Smell your own toe jam.
Well, it's an interesting sort of aroma, isn't it? And then and I'd love to know if anyone else does this to join the Triple M Grub Club. But then you've got the 10 toenails, sort of you pick it out, you claw them all up. And because the bin's too far away, but the side of the couch is very close and it backs up onto a wall. And I mean, you're renting and it's a furnished place. So, I mean, no one's ever really ever going to have to go back there and see it. You just sprinkle them down the side of the couch.
You are putting your toenails down the side of the couch.
Too grubby?
They're very grubby.
Yeah, I'm in the grub club. 133353. If you want a Grub Club prize pack, you grossly out with your grubbiness.
What happens at the end of the year when there's just hundreds of your little grubby toenails down there?
No one will ever know. It's a furnished apartment. Why would you ever move that couch? It's right in front of the TV.
Your poor housemate.
Give us a call.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. You've heard of the Triple M Club. Have you heard of the Triple M Grub Club?
I don't wash my hair. I've got dreadies. They go down to my ass. When I have a shower, I just tie them up on my head. I wash around the edge a little bit, you know.
Blake, I'm sorry, but you must stink.
I don't wash my sheets on my bed.
Great. Oh, Zach, you've probably got bed bugs, darl. That is just horrendous.
Blakey wants to know, can you gross producer Lou out with your grubbiness?
If you can gross producer Lou out with your grubbiness, you will score yourself a Triple M Grub Club prize pack. The grubby stubby holder, the Triple M cap for your grubby head, and the bottle opener to open bottles and put in your grubby mouth. Two types of people in this world, prim, proper, clean, hygienic people, and then others who throw the rules by the wayside. We're just not wired that way. We're a bit more loose, a bit more rough around the edges.
You put your toenails down the back of your couch.
Yes.
Just pick them up and put them in the bin or vacuum them, you heinous little creature.
Vicious. The thought being that no one's going to look behind there.
It's... Someone is eventually going to move that couch and see all your years and years of toenails, Daniel.
They're only going to be moving the couch to vacuum, in which case vacuum up the toenails. No biggie.
It is a biggie, sorry.
133353, plenty of people looking to get into the inaugural Grub Club with their slightly grubby habits, but producer Lou shall be the be-all and end-all of whether the grubby Triple M Club Grub Club prize pack gets given. Craig, hello.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good. As one grubster to a fellow grubster, I open my sweaty armpits and arms to you. What's the slightly grubby, gross thing that made gross out Chewy Louie?
So I don't shower for 2 to 3 days. Yeah. Maybe four.
Maybe four, if he wants to treat himself. Nice. Let me assume that sometimes you just can't be bothered. You're a busy man. Maybe sometimes you just want to save on a bit of water, maybe for a drink. Use that water to drink instead.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, nice.
Craig, I'm not all for this. I shower 2 to 3 times a day sometimes.
And Chewy Louie doesn't really have a hard, laborious job either. Like it's kind of just sitting there in a cardigan. It's not sweat inducing, what I'm saying.
You know, labour.
Are you a hard labour worker, Craig? Are you outside or do you just feel the need that you're not sweating so you don't need to shower?
Yeah, I don't sweat too much, so it's usually not too bad, but I actually just drive a truck all day.
Yeah, well, there we go. I mean, who's getting sweaty inside the truck?
Craig.
3 or 4 days, then Craig.
He is getting sweaty. 3 or 4 days. Craig is in the Grub Club.
Yeah, good. Welcome, Craig. Triple M Grub Club prize pack for you. Michelle on 133353. Hello.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Well, I eat in bed, and I kind of get a bit of mustard, a bit of sauce, a bit of mashed potato, a bit of gravy, all over the place.
Michelle's just rolling around.
She's a sauce girl.
Wait, so there's going to be a line with you in the Grub Club or not. Do you, once you've eaten and obviously there's this mess everywhere, mashed potato, gravy or whatever, are you going to sleep in the filth?
Well, I've got a lentil bed cover and I just put it over it.
Yeah, nice.
Change my sheets once a week.
Well, that's exactly right. You let the stains stain. The sheets will be washed in their own time. That's a different schedule that you don't want to mess with. And, I mean, it doesn't sound like a crumb-based system. Michelle's not sleeping in her own crumbs.
Imagine going to sleep in a puddle of ketchup.
She's sleeping in her own sauce. Is that crumbs? Highly irritable. Sauce, on the other hand, just slightly grubby. Grubby hack. Welcome to the Grub Club.
Yeah, she's in the Grub Club. Welcome to the Grub Club.
Macca, 133353. Plenty of people wanting to get into the Grub Club, but only Shuey Lou is the gatekeeper of whether you'll get your grubby prize pack. What do you do?
How are you, mate? Mate, just when you were talking about your toenails, that you throw them behind the couch because you're in the rent of the house.
Yep, classic grub hack, yes.
I've been collecting my toenails and fingernails and belly button fluff from, like, you know, work to work sort of thing since 2008.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Macca.
Oh, yeah.
Macca. What the hell are you planning on doing with all of that?
Well, since I started my job, I started working with a bit of a dude that I don't really like. You know what I mean? So, like, and he's a real pain in the butt. And, I've just been, like, collecting, and he just got engaged about 6 months ago. So on his wedding day next year, I'm going to present that to him. And it's quite a large bag that I've been keeping under the sink in the bathroom.
Nice. Yes.
That doesn't even deserve to be in the Grub Club. That's like the president of the Grub Club.
The Grubby Club. Who doesn't want a big bag on their wedding day?
I do not condone this behaviour.
There is also some hair from certain body parts in there, maybe chest hair and other parts.
We've heard enough.
It's a mixed lolly bag.
It's a lolly bag
from Macca. To be honest, you've inspired me to go and pick up all those toenails, Macca. My own collection. Danny Lakey Show. Triple M Grub Club. Triple M.